Heading east on Surf Drive, you see a mile and a half long stretch of sandy beach with narrow dunes, osprey nests, the Shining Sea bike path, and the landmark town bathhouse that survived every hurricane since 1930. The road is just a few feet above sea level, and it's often held up by cars driving 10 miles an hour taking in the view. But it's not just a beach. There's also a neighborhood. Henry Herman has lived in his home on Surf Drive year-round since 1986.
It's a very, very special neighborhood in the sense how the people bond here. It's not just buildings, it's very special people who live here.
But Surf Drive is vulnerable, and climate change is making it even more so with sea level rise and intensifying storms. Surf Drive is also a barrier beach, protecting everything behind it, including a salt marsh and homes like Herman's modest one-story house.
No matter whether I was poverty-stricken or won the lottery, I wouldn't want to live anywhere else in the world.
Climate projections show that as this low-lying area gets increasingly battered by storms and flooding, the town will likely have to do a lot more in the way of upkeep and repair. So now, Falmouth's Coastal Action Resiliency Committee is taking a closer look at the future of Surf Drive. At this early stage in the process, that could mean any number of things for the area. It could mean elevating the road, or rerouting it, or even abandoning parts of it.
We can't just live in a bubble.
Melissa Freitag is the chair of the committee. She says the town needs to make decisions now, before disaster strikes.
Houses fall into the ocean all the time. And services need to be shut off a lot. And we don't want anyone to be endangered by any of that stuff. You know, we're just looking at possibilities and trying to come up with solutions.
In the next decade, this part of Falmouth is expected to see as many as 20 days of high tide flooding per year. The town is trying to avoid repetitions of 2012, when just a glancing blow from Hurricane Sandy inflicted costly damage to Surf Drive. Direct hits by major storms could be even more devastating to the road and the town's budget.
Let's say hypothetically that a street in town washes out, but there's still houses there. Whose responsibility is it to rebuild or to resettle? I mean, does everyone in town rebuild that road? Is there a water main there? I mean, if the water has to be turned off, do we turn it back on for one house? Do we turn it back on for 50 houses? You know, and when does the town start saying enough is enough?
Falmouth is on the forefront of trying to plan for climate change in an area that has not only beaches and municipal buildings, but neighborhoods. It's a complex undertaking, and that's why they've hired the Woods Hole Group to recommend solutions. Elise LeDuc is a coastal scientist with the engineering firm.
Nobody's going to be mandating that everybody abandon their homes tomorrow or everybody change how their house is designed tomorrow. These are things that have to be thought about in the long term and have to be phased in the long term.
The town says it's also trying to balance the fact that seaside neighborhoods like Surf Drive are critical to tourism and the survival of local businesses. LeDuc says other communities will soon face similar decisions.
Every coastal town on Cape Cod, in Massachusetts, in the United States, in the world, is going to have to start thinking about impacts from sea level rise and climate change. Towns that are planning for it are going to find they're much more resilient. They're going to be able to respond. It is really wonderful to see a town not sticking their head in the sand.
The town plans to host a workshop for Falmouth residents by the end of this year to present preliminary study findings and ask for community input. Homeowner Henry Herman says he'll be there with his Surf Drive neighbors. For WCAI, I'm Eve Zuckoff.